بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We started this chapter, الاقتصاد في العبادة. That we must have moderation in ibadat. We must not go to extremes. But as explained quite a few times, this is not with regard to our farais, our wajibat and sunnat-e muakkada that we have to do full. This is with regard to nafal namaz, as we will see in the first hadith also that is mentioned here. And we shouldn't think of moderation. We got no right to think of moderation when we are doing no nafal ibadat. For example, Zohar 12 rakats, we are only making 2, 10. The 2 nafal generally we are not making. Asr, we only make 4. The 4 sunnahs most of us don't make also. Maghrib, we make 5. The 2 nafals we don't make. Isha, we don't make the 4, we don't make 17. So we are making no nafal ibadat. How many of us make Ishraq, Chasht, Awwabin, etc.? How many of us read Salatul Tasbih, Tahiyyatul Masjid, Tahiyyatul Wudu, Salatul Tawbah, Haja? Hardly any one of us. So we mustn't think of moderation. We have to think of starting and going a long way. And if we reach the extremes, then we can think of moderation. Anyway, in the first hadith, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل عليها وعندها امرأة. Hazrat Aisha says that one time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me to my house, and there was a lady in the house at that time. قال من هذه؟ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, who is this lady? قالت هذه فلانة تذكر من صلاتها. There's a certain lady and she's speaking, explaining how much nafil ibadat she's making. Her nafil ibadat, how much of namaz she's making. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma alaykum bima tatiqoon. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that abstain, ma, or a word of disapproval, that she's talking, making so much ibadat that is not required by Allah Ta'ala. And you must do how much you can do, how much you are capable of doing. She was making a lot of ibadat. فَوَاللَّهِ لَا يَمِدُّ اللَّهُ حَتَّى تَمَلُّ. That Allah Ta'ala will never ever get exhausted of rewarding you as you become exhausted. You will get tired of making ibadat. Allah will never ever become tired or exhausted of rewarding you. The deen, religion he loves most is that way in which there is consistency. وَكَانَ أَحَبُّ الدِّينِ إِلَيْهِ مَا دَعَوَمَا صَاحِبُهُ عَلَيْهِ. Now that how much we must do, which we can do continuously. There's roller coaster type of ibadat. Like for example, certain times we do a lot of ibadat. Ramzan we did, which we should have done, and now nothing again. That is not what Allah loves. What is continuous all the time. Not sometimes a lot of ibadat, other times nothing whatsoever. We go for Hajj Umrah, we go Khanqah, we go Jamaat, then we do a lot of ibadat. We follow all the sunnats also, in eating, etc. When we come back, we're back to square one again. We sit at the table, we sit on the chairs, etc. We do everything opposite again. When we are in Jamaat, etc., Umrah, Khanqah, our clothing also is right. We wear Islamic clothing. But other times, then we've gone on a holiday, and no Islamic clothing. Then we put off all that. We are wearing t-shirts and jeans, etc. So that is not right. We must be consistent. That is that ibadat Allah Ta'ala loves the most. It is just like to engage in such extremes of worship that lead to exhaustion. So much ibadat, that is nafal ibadat. That we do so much that a person becomes exhausted. One should rather adopt a balanced and moderate approach. Actions that draw the most reward are those that are done continuously but in moderation. And that is what we can manage. If we do extreme ibadat, which really doesn't apply to us. Today we find with regard to the Sahaba, as we will read in other riwayat, a lady fastened herself with a string, that when she becomes exhausted and tired and sleepy, that she mustn't fall down in sleep. Who of us makes such ibadah? We don't make two rakats of nafal namaz also. There were those sahaba who said that we won't get married, that Allah's Nabi makes so much ibadah. If we get married, then we won't be able to make Allah's ibadah so much. Then they said that we will keep continuously roza, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped from them from that. All that is when they were making so much ibadah. We who are making no nafil ibadah, this doesn't apply to us at all. We have to get first to start with nafil ibadah, and then if Allah brings us to that stage, that in the love of Allah, love of Jannah, we want to make so much that we exhaust ourselves, then we have to see to moderation. May Allah give us all tawfiq to make Allah's ibadah correctly. Subhanallah.